team put the ball on the ground three times last week. Ball security, something you guys work on this week?
Absolutely. Obviously, you know, putting the ball on the ground three times isn't something that we want to make a trend. It's something that we want to continue doing. So we want to make sure that we pay attention to detail and pay attention to the little things. So ball security is definitely one of those little things that we need to clean up a little bit.
Victor, what can an offense and receivers in general do to help get an advantage if the cornerback on the other team is shadowing one guy?
Just stay disciplined to your route running. Stay disciplined to the schemes. Stay disciplined to what coaches put in place for us to succeed. And I think that's what's going to ultimately be the deciding factor, is that we stay focused. I think the more focused and the more disciplined team this week is going to be the one to win. And as we know, every division game is always a close one. It's never, you know, obviously as much as we would like it to be, but it's always tooth and nails. We're always going to fight. We're always going to get everybody's best shot, and we just have to be able to combat that.
Can the receivers not being shadowed take specific advantage of that, though?
We'll see. I mean, it's tough to tell. It's something that we just have to go into the game and see how it happens, how it shapes out, how it works, and take what's being presented in front of us. Obviously, we, you know, have confidence in our ability that we can make plays and go out there and do what we do against the opposition. So we just want to see what they give us and be able to attack off of that.
Do you think Odell's in a better position to handle, let's say, Norman gets a little pushy with him, to handle that kind of stuff?
I think so. I think mentally he's in a different place. I think, from a mental standpoint, he's in a completely different place than he was a year ago. I think he understands what's being asked of him and how to conduct himself on the field, and understand that it's just business. We're out there to win a game, and then we're on to the next week. It's nothing personal with anyone else. It's nothing that we have to handle, nothing that we have to combat within. You know, it's always the game within the game, but we have to understand that that's not what it's all about. It's about a team game, winning, and everyone going out there and being disciplined and winning the football game.
Have you ever seen a rivalry between a receiver and a quarterback get as personal as this one seems to have?
A little bit. I mean, obviously not over the time, but obviously the Andre Johnson and that was a few years back. But nothing like this, to be honest with you. Nothing back and forth like this. But it is what it is. We just have to be able to understand that we have to be the more disciplined team, and we have to be the more mentally tough team, and going there knowing what we're going to expect and being able to come out victorious.
Do you think Odell could end this on the field with his big performance?
I hope it's been ended already. It's just you guys that continue to write about it and keep it alive. But, you know, I just want to go out there and win. I want Odell to have a gazillion receiving yards and a gazillion touchdowns, and we'll see what happens after that.
Do you think cornerbacks try guys more when they're young, and as they get older they maybe say less to them?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, guys, obviously younger guys have to, you know, coming into the league have to earn their keep, and then, you know, they're going to be tested. Obviously older guys that's been in the league a little bit understand the game. They're going to talk to the younger guys and try to get in their heads. I mean, I would if I was a corner. It's a natural thing, but there's levels to it, obviously, and there's a way to do it respectfully, and there's a way to do it within the parameters of the game. So that's, that's all we ask for.
What's your time going against Josh? What do you see of him as a cornerback?
Well, I haven't gone against him yet. Obviously gone. It's been well documented how long I've been gone. But on film, I see he's very sound. He has very, you know, long arms. He likes to be physical. He likes to be up on the line of scrimmage and get in the receiver's faces a little bit. So, it's a challenge. We're going to face different corners each and every week, different styles. We just have to be able to combat those styles and be able to win in our individual matchups.
You haven't had anything like Odell and Norman. Who have you had your biggest rivalry with? Anybody who stands out?
For myself individually? Yeah. Me and Carlos Rogers had some good times together. Orlando Scandrick is always one that's checked off when back in my slot days and whatnot. And, that's pretty much it. I mean, who else? I mean, you got Ike Taylor. He was always a good, a talker when we played our few times. But, you know, at the end of the day with those guys, it was always respect. We always, came up to each other after the game and shook hands. And it was a good battle and something that we wanted to continue, year in and year out, to just battle and then have respect for each other after the game.
Do you think your presence on the field will help diffuse anything?
I hope so. I mean, that's definitely the plan, is to understand what's going on, from a leadership perspective, and go into the game understanding what's happening and being able to diffuse not just Odell and holding him back, but being able to if things go awry, being able to, you know, talk to both parties and being like, hey, guys, this is bigger than just us. These are kids that watch this game. These are kids that emulate us, want to be us. We have to set an example. And, you know, what happened last year isn't something an example that we want to set.
Is it harder to control your emotions on the field than it looks? I mean, it's an emotional game. Is it surprising that something like that doesn't happen more in football?
Not necessarily, because underlying all of those emotions is respect. You know what I mean? We understand where each other come from. We understand that a lot of us that are in this league, especially minorities, don't, you know, we come from nothing, and we made it to this pinnacle, we made it to this level, and there's a respect factor there. But although there's a lot of emotion, and, you know, things may happen, there's combat, I mean, things may happen back and forth, but we leave it on that play and on to the next one, and then we show respect to the opponent after the game's over.